Hello and welcome back to Media Munchies Podcast. Today is the anniversary of the first episode of Media Munchies, and I have a very special guest on with me who was actually a part of the first episode of Media Munchies. Here we have the one and the only Nate.
Hello.
Nate is here, and I needed to have this. I needed to have this because you were on the 1D podcast, the very first. You inspired me to do it, in fact, because you brought that mic and we started a podcast. So thank you so much, first of all, for all of that.
Oh, of course. Literally, like, I was just like, I enjoy talking to my friend. What if we recorded it? Because, you know, if any straight white man can do it, why can't we?
Absolutely. And I had some ideas. I mean, I had the name Media Munchies, not to toot my own poop poop. But I was like, yes, podcast. And Nate was like, yes, I wanted to do this too. And I was like, yes, let's go. And then, like, the thing was, I was definitely procrastinating because I always have ideas and then I don't do anything with them. But Nate bringing over the mic was what inspired me to actually start and do the first podcast episode. And it was a good one. I stand by it. Short but sweet, One Direction, which, like, the first one had to be One Direction.
Yeah. I mean, there is so much to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, I know there are One Direction related podcasts out there.
Yeah.
I think there is only one good one.
Right? I believe it. I believe it, definitely.
So I think there's a lot of space to talk about it here.
Yeah, honestly, I totally agree. And, like, I'm so glad, first of all, that I've been doing it for a year. And it's been interesting because throughout that whole year, you may have noticed something has been happening in the world.
What?
So, because it happened, like, the day after, like, Nate came to visit, and then it happened, like, a couple days after, everything closed up, and then I haven't been able to, like, see Nate or, like, have guests. Like, we saw each other, and you have been a guest, obviously, on Zoom, so it's been, like, this whole podcast has been documenting the time. I don't know how to
it's a weird time capsule for sure.
It definitely is. And here we are, March still happening.
Yep. Remember in the first episode we were like, oh, do you think they're, like, gonna postpone their concerts?
do you really think? And we were like, oh, maybe not, like, they aren't for a while, like, Louis is in June, Harry's is in July, and now it's like Louis is, huh? Don't know. And Harry's is September? ? So it's like,
Interesting projections.
But, like, enough on these guys. Today, I have a special, what's that called?
Theme?
Oh, special topic? Theme, I guess, which is not a specific topic, as we usually do, but more of, like, I was thinking of it as, like, an interview, but also, like, some topics that we cover on the podcast. Typically, we're going to talk about a little bit of everything, music, movies, and TV shows. And there's going to be three main segments, I guess, but I'm sure we'll wander freely as we do.
Oh, there will be turns and twists.
Yes. But three main segments, and they're going to be a surprise. I'm not going to introduce them now. When you hear it, you hear it. But the first segment will be the media that we have been enjoying in the past year, basically, because I thought it would be fitting. 1 year anniversary, 1 year. It's been a very media heavy year.
Yes.
For both of us.
Yes. Lots of not going outside and staring at a screen.
Which has its pros and cons, because on one hand, we have seen some great media, right? And that's what this show is all about. But obviously cons, because, you know, cons definitely sucks that were inside and but like yeah, media. So, without further ado, I am going to be asking Nate. Well, like I've already asked him this question, but theoretically, I want to ask you, Nate, what are three pieces of media that you have been enjoying in the past year? A movie, a TV show, and a album. You can start with whichever one in whichever order.
Okay, so I think the first one I'm gonna talk about is TV. Here's how I'm gonna sell it to you.
Yes,
Okay.
I would love, honestly, I like that idea, sales pitch. I want to be sold on this one.
Yeah,
And I guess the viewers too.
this
The
is
listeners.
the one line just tag for it.
Yes.
Stoner retro horror English sitcom.
Absolutely. I have been drawn in by several of those words. Stoner. Stoner for one. Horror, because although I am not a big fan of horror, the way you have described it to me previously. Well, honestly, I just want to let you take the mic here and give more details. What is the
Okay.
name of it?
So it's called Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. I feel like it is one of those shows where kind of it's more fun the less you know about it, but it
Oh, yeah.
also,
I
even if
know
you do
those.
know about it, it's still fun
Oh,
kind of
true.
thing.
Yeah,
Like
makes sense.
it's just like a funny show, to me.
Yes.
But basically it's about this horror writer, Garth Marenghi, and this TV show he made in the 80s, and it just has behind the scenes conversations, and it's hilarious.
And what do you think about the horror show itself? How did you describe it to me before, basically?
Terrible.
Yes. And that's what really, I really like things that are like bad. I mean, not to, I also like things that are good, which is sounds very vague, but like I like things that are like so bad they're good,
Yeah.
obviously. And so I'm already interested to watch it. I'm sure we will be watching it soon, maybe even on a Zoom call like we are now. And yeah, anything else about the show though, like that is worth mentioning?
Well, it is only six episodes.
Oh.
Yeah, so honestly, if you wanted, you could binge it and it would take like the same like as a movie.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, that makes sense. And I kind of like that. And it's just one season, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. I like those kind of shows. So that would be perfect to watch sometime. How long are the episodes?
20 minutes.
Oh my God, that's perfect then.
Like,
I
what's
love
20
that.
times 6? Like, 120 or something? So, yeah, that's like a movie.
I love that. Thank you for sharing this show. Tell us the name again.
Marenghi's Dark Place.
All right, on to the next one.
So, this one, I kind of cheated because it's sort of. Like I was obsessed with the film. This was a film, but I was also obsessed with just the music and the film.
Right. So it's like
So
a double media.
yeah. So the movie is Black Orpheus or Orfeo Negro, and it's this amazing early 1960s film by a French director, and it debuted at Cannes. You're the French speaker here.
What, how
Cannes
do you
Festival, Cannes.
probably con?
At
That's what it would
Cannes,
be.
at the
Con.
Cannes Festival, and it's just gorgeous. It's a retelling of the Greek tale of Orpheus and Eurydice,
Love that.
and
Love that.
it's set in Brazil in the 1960s during Carnival.
Like, amazing. And also, what I've heard about it is that there's an Arcade Fire album that was like partially inspired by it and partially inspired by the myth. And I know the album, but I have not seen the movie.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh God, what is the album? It has a statue on it. I haven't listened to the whole album, just certain tracks. And it's like inspired by the story of Orpheus and also apparently the movie. And I hope that is a correct fact. Oh, the album is called Reflector, and
Oh, yeah. I know that album.
it is good. And what else can you tell us about the movie? Because I'm already sold on the movie, but I want to know more.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, like just even just visually, it's beautiful. The soundtrack is so gorgeous. Like I love it. It's just beautiful music, and like half the cast were just locals.
That is cool. That's super cool. And I've heard that it's nice visually. And I mean, that sounds great.
You can watch, I mean, obviously I really respect the, you know, the art made, but like it's on YouTube, guys.
Oh,
Keep
it's
it
on
quiet though.
YouTube. Oh, that's perfect. So definitely do not click that link. Do not go to YouTube and search it up. That would not be good. But, you know, wink, wink. But anyways, thank you for sharing that one with us, Nate.
Thanks.
And I will also check that out. And the third and final thing that you have for us to share with us today is.
Yeah, so it's an album, and it's the one thing that I didn't like discover in the last year, but I just
Right.
like I listened to it so much. It's the album Bury Me at Makeout Creek by Mitski. Yeah.
What a classic. What a classic. What is your favorite song from that album? Actually, that's a good question. What is your favorite song from that album?
Oh my gosh, you know what? It's weird because like because I listened to it so much
Yeah.
this last year, there would be like 2 months where I like had a favorite song on the album, and then there would be two more months
Oh.
where my favorite was a different song on the album.
Oh yeah, it be like that sometimes.
So right now, honestly, simply because like it's, you know, the weather is the sunshine is making me feel better. I've got First Love, Late Spring is probably
Oh.
just right now. Like, I just
What
have to.
a song. Honestly, I like that one a lot, and I think I don't know the album super well, but I think that one and Francis Forever and also Townie, I like those ones a lot. Yeah. Like any special, like anything you wanna, oh, like give us a little description of the vibe, you know? The vibe of the album.
Oh my gosh. I mean, they're all very like personal.
Right.
And I think they, you know, one's it ranges in emotions, but you can tell it's from the same perspective kind of
Right,
thing,
of
as
course.
opposed to just albums that will just have a happy song, a sad song,
Oh
an angry
yeah,
song,
I
you
know what you
know?
mean.
So yeah. What was the question?
The vibe,
The
which
vibe.
I think already you have
I mean, I would say, you know, young adult dealing with unrequited love.
Yeah, and that's very Mitski, and I love it. Honestly, I think she paints a really real picture. Like I sound so like I sound like some music critic who's like, it's very real and raw. But like, I don't know. It's just like
Hey,
all
I'm gay and
relatable.
depressed, and I listen to Mitski.
Exactly. So what are you gonna
It's
do?
a lot. You can make fun of us. Doesn't
Yeah,
matter. We can
doesn't
still like
matter.
her.
We can like music if we want to, and you can like your music, whatever it be. But yes, so you would recommend this album, is what you're saying.
Yeah, if you want to listen to some, I think compared to like her music now, this is a lot less polished.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's bad, but if you want some like unpolished, kind of sharp
Right,
indie,
right. Perfect.
if you would like to be vulnerable, listen to Bury Me at Makeout
Yes,
Creek.
absolutely. That's definitely a very Mitski vibe. Being vulnerable and all of that stuff. So those were Nate's top three things that he consumed, three medias during the time, during the past year, basically. So we're going to move on to our next topic, which is a more specific thing that Nate watched for the first time during quarantine, which is something that we on the podcast talk about a lot. We, me. But Nate watched Hannibal for the first time, and I wanted to do a little discussion with him about it because we actually watched some episodes together. And it was wild to see you watch it for the first time, let me just say. Because, like, I was like, oh, this scene is gonna happen. And you're like, what? What are they doing? It was the scene where Will gets out of the mental facility and he goes to Hannibal's office, and he's all dressed up, and he's like, I needed to deal with my feelings directly. And then it's like, what? Pardon me? And I watched that scene with you for the first time.
Yeah.
How was that experience? Just in general. Oh my gosh. Seeing it for the first time.
It was really entertaining for me when I watched it. It was surprisingly like watching an episode of Cannibals like every night.
Yes.
Was such a stress relief from honestly, my days.
Somehow it really is, because it's, I don't want to go off on a tangent about how good it is, especially not with Brian Fuller's recent incident, but I want to keep talk of that to a minimum, even though I do want to acknowledge it, first of all.
Yeah, yeah. We are not Brian Fuller stans over here.
No. We definitely are not happy with what he has said recently about pro-ship. But honestly, we don't want to talk about it or dwell on it. We want to talk about, you know, the past
year. We're here for
year.
The characters.
Yes, we're here for the characters. And yeah, what are your thoughts on some of the characters? Let's go to that.
Oh my gosh. I mean, they really had like, how do I phrase that? They really had like a buddy cop romantic sitcom. Like, what was going on?
They kind of like, did.
Because it like advertised itself as this like, I don't know. I mean, I know it's not from the same company, but like some CW cop show.
Right, right.
And then they were like, actually, we are going to make this so ridiculously camp.
Yeah. They were like, let's have this guy be so dramatic, and let's have Mads play him, because they needed that.
I mean, I know horror is camp in general.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. But this was...
But for TV, like, Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, Hannibal, wow.
Do you really think, like, one follows the other? Like, they go together?
I think it would be an interesting double feature.
All right. You heard it here, folks. Yeah, honestly, I know the feeling, because I watch that show and I laugh. I laugh because they really just, some of the things they say, some of the things they do. Do you want to talk about like specific characters though, and specific like scenes or moments that you particularly enjoyed?
Oh gosh. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I finished it like over a month ago.
Oh, that's true.
It's not as sharp as it once was.
Right, right. Of course. Let's see. If I can point out certain things that you told me about specifically. Oh, we watched the last episode together, didn't we? Of season two.
Season two. We watched the season two finale together. And that was, I'm happy I watched that with you.
Yeah. Because that one is a lot. The battle. The
music video rain.
Yes. Oh my god, when he's walking out in the music video rain, he's like I needed to include that scene in my Hannibal AMV. Just promoting it here. But like, honestly, the drama of it all, the whole thing, and like somebody pointed out in the background of that episode, there's like ticking clocks the whole time.
Oh.
To like build the suspense, and I didn't even notice that, which I should have maybe. Well, like I haven't done the analysis episode on it yet, so.
You have time to analyze.
Exactly. I have time to get there.
So there's the clocks ticking.
Yeah, clocks in the background, which makes sense because the whole thing was so dramatic with the the fight at the end, and they were like having dinner before, and it was like the betrayal and the like drama of it all. And another thing was Gay on Gay Hostility is the name of the show.
Basically, oh my gosh. Like, half the characters on there are gay and homophobic.
Yeah, literally. I feel like my favorite example is Frederick Chilton. Because, like, I feel like on first watch, you're like, he's not really gay. Like, he's just a dude, right? Like, you told me that, basically, that you thought, you're like, gay? I don't really see it.
Yeah.
But when you see it.
You see it.
You see it. And you're like, Oh, yeah, he's gay and homophobic. But you know what? Gay love as well. I don't want to, like, we highlighted gay hate, but also, like, we love gay love.
Is gay love the kaleidoscope scene?
The kaleidoscope. Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, pretty much. The one with Margot and Alana. Honestly, like, yeah, they were great. I don't know. Alana in season three. What did you think of like season three? Because honestly, like, you didn't tell me too much about it.
Okay, so the other day I saw a post and I was like, huh, when they said Alana and Margot's relationship was viewed as purely like sexual and no friendship,
Right.
and
Oh, yeah.
Hannibal and Will's was like sensual friendship and no sex.
Yeah, I totally see where that's coming from because, like, I didn't see their relationship develop so much, and they just, you know, I wish they had shown more. And the thing is, like, I have a brain, I can fill in the gaps. I'm gay. And I was like, yeah, they totally developed. They were friends. They killed Margot's brother together. They had their moments. So, like, I've also learned to have very low standards when it comes to lesbian representation, but that's another matter. I mean, it's the same matter, basically. But yeah, I know what you mean. And that's how it is on shows. And it's too bad. But I don't know. I like both of their relationships, Will and Hannibal and Alana and Margot. So
Oh
I don't.
yeah, don't like
Yeah.
dislike them.
Yeah, exactly. But
I
I
feel
don't
like they
like.
deserve more.
Yeah, definitely. And there is talk of a fourth season, although, you know, the thing we mentioned before, but.
Does it need to be like with that showrunner?
Yeah. It would be cool if they, I don't know. I don't think they would just get a new one because, like, he was the one who was talking about season four. But I don't know how I feel about a season four. Like, I'm neutral on it at this point. I like the show how it is so far. I wouldn't mind to see the characters again and see more development, but at the same time, eh. And this is coming from me, like a stan of it. So I'm sure your opinion's even more neutral.
I mean, I feel like if there was a season four, I would watch the trailer, but I don't know if I would watch the season.
I see. Yeah, I see what you mean.
I might do a little peek, see, is it worth it?
Or I would let you know honestly, because I know I would watch it. I wouldn't watch it with glee and ex like I mean I would be gleeful
With
and excited.
trepidation, a little fear.
I would just try and go in there like so neutral, no expectations, because if I set my expectations too high, I don't know. I feel like I don't trust any TV show to not let me down, which is too bad, but there's just a lot of TV shows that get bad after a couple seasons out there. There's too many. And yeah, no, but I would watch it and I would let you know how it was and if it was worth it. So
Nice.
anyways, but we shall not dwell on that any further because neutral opinions. Woohoo! What were we gonna do next? So this is gonna be a fun one, I think. I have decided that since our first episode was on 1D and since I've done reviews of 1D member solo albums, but I haven't actually reviewed any actual 1D music. And who better to do that with but the one that I got into 1D?
You bastard.
Yeah. So basically, what we're going to do here is I'm going to go to the artist on Spotify. We're going to go in completely blind and I'm going to shuffle it. And we're just going to talk about whatever song comes up and give it a quick rating. And we won't do this for too long, but we'll make sure we get some essentials in there.
We'll get some hot takes.
Hot takes and songs that we both enjoy, I would say. So, if you're ready, Nate,
Yeah,
I'm
let's do
gonna press shuffle. So, the first song we have up is Where Do Broken Hearts Go?
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
where
For
do they
what an
go?
album.
Yeah, it's what can I say? It's a stadium anthem.
Yeah, honestly. That sounds so, like, it sounds like shade to 1D, but like at the same time,
No.
they were good. They had
Like, they did
stadium,
that.
yeah, they did that. Stadium anthems, and they were good. And this one, I don't know. I really like it because,
It reminds me of like 80s songs. Like, it's so, I don't
yeah,
know, like end of an 80s movie.
I see that. I see that. Like, I really like four and the vibe that it went for, which is like more mature or whatever, quote unquote, than the other albums. And I think this one borrows from the other albums, but also is that new vibe. So it's not my favorite song on four, but it's still up there. What would you give it if you were to give it a rating?
I would say 8 out of 10.
Honestly, yeah, I would give it an 8 out of 10 too.
You know what? Definitely, like, this is a compliment. It is like such a fun song to sing in the shower.
Oh, no, I can see that. I can see that too. Yeah, I would agree. 8 out of 10. Any other thoughts?
Remember how Harry would just love to perform it?
Oh my God. I wish he would do it solo.
Could you imagine? He has two albums out. Why would he cover with some
I
random
want
song
him
off
because I want him to.
the
Louis doing Little Black Dress,
which no
okay?
one is asking for, by the way,
Yeah, no.
Louis. Love ya, but
Love, oh my God. But you know what we are asking for? Home, miss you. But that's another story. Yeah. I think honestly, this one I feel like I'm neutral about asking for. Like I'm not asking for it, but like I would say Harry play, like if I could choose any 1D song for Harry to do live, this wouldn't be it. But like yeah, since he wrote it, it would be on the list, I guess, on his own personal list. So I'm just gonna go to the next song. The next song is Infinity.
Wow.
Wow. Made in the AM. I love Made in the AM. That's, I know I said, I started off, I love four,
Four.
but I'm also gonna say I love Made in the AM because it is good. That was so dumb. But
I
like,
love it because it's good. Sound
yeah,
logic, mate.
it might be my favorite, but I can't even say that. I can't even say that. So there, some of them are too close. What do you think?
It's not like my favorite on the album, to be honest. Like, sometimes I'll listen to it, sometimes I'll skip it.
Oh yeah. No, I was thinking like Made in the AM is my favorite album, but it's not my favorite on the album. Infinity is not my favorite on the album, and it, yeah, I do agree. Sometimes I'll listen to it because I'm like, yes, the drama. But sometimes I'm like, whatever, Infinity.
But yeah, I like, I mean, I love Made in the AM. There's some amazing songs on there.
Yeah, definitely. But I really don't have much to say about this one. I don't even know who wrote it. Wasn't it like all of them or something?
Yeah, I think it was one of the all of them.
I don't have much else to say on it. I think I might give it an 8 as well. I don't know. 8 is kind of like my lowest of good. When it gets into 7s, I feel like in my mind there's a problem with it. But I have no problem with Infinity, so not a big problem. 7 is not a big problem, but I will give it an 8.
My rating system is completely different.
Oh yeah, I
So
bet.
I when you say that, I'm giving it a 6, but I don't mean it to that level.
Right,
To me, a
right.
6 is different. 6
Yeah,
is
no,
like I can take it or leave it.
okay, I see where you're going for there. I feel like my rating system is totally different, but like it doesn't matter, honestly, because like yeah, I know what you're saying. So, yeah, 8 and 6, I feel like they sort of mean the same things in our mind. Not fully, but like in this case, they kind of do. Take it or leave it sort of thing. But I do like it a lot. Anything else to say or?
No.
Okay. This is a live version of Rock Me, live version from the motion picture. This Is Us. And it's like, okay.
Oh my
But
gosh.
I just want to talk about Rock Me instead. Pretend Rock Me, just the song, straight up the song came up. What do we think?
I won't see Katie again.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I forgot about that. That was literally the misheard lyric.
Yeah.
I won't see Katie again. I feel like every 1D fan knows that one, even if they don't know like the memes, because I remember
Yeah.
talking about that even with Amy and stuff, and she's not like present in the online
Yeah.
1D zone. But like overall, do you remember Summer 09? Want to go back there every night? No,
No,
I
I
mean I
was in
don't,
fourth
but
grade, so
yeah, me too. But like I think Rock Me is a classic. Let me
I
just put it
think
that way.
it's kind of a goofy song.
Yeah, to be honest, but
It's kind of goofy,
goofy
but
songs can be classics.
it's kind of charming.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you.
Especially like for me, this is so like Disney rock that it's
Oh
really funny
God.
to think that there were like angry parents on Twitter like saying how this isn't appropriate.
Oh yeah. This one specifically, because it's like,
Yeah.
haha, rock me. Like, camp rock, like, haha. But like, yeah, I feel like eventually they got to the more risky, well, obviously over time that we got to like Temporary Fix, but like
No control.
No
Hello.
Control. And what's the one on
Stockholm Syndrome. Oh.
Midnight Memories though?
Oh, why don't we
Why
go
don't we
there?
go there? Oh
Oh
God.
my God.
But like, yeah, on this one especially, it's like I know what you mean by Disney rock, and like I do love the song though, and I'm just gonna give it an 8 again. Like I know this is my third 8, but like I like this song is all I have to say. I feel like this is a 1D theme. Like unless I love the song, it's like just I like it.
And it's another six for me.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah. And anything else about Rock Me?
No.
Oh God. I do not even know this song, basically. Like, I mean, I
What?
know it, but it's one that I never listen to.
What song?
It's Taken.
That was Harry's first solo song.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Harry. I apologize deeply. I just never listened to it
He had
because
the solo.
I'm so sorry, Harry. I feel bad now. But like, I don't know. It's not so super memorable to me.
It's actually so hilarious listening to it now because he sounds like a baby.
Oh my God.
They all
Yeah.
sound like babies, actually.
Well, yeah, that's the nature of Up All Night. I don't know. What is your opinion of the song? I'm so sorry,
It's
Harry.
a straight from X Factor pop ballad.
Yeah, obviously. I'm just trying to remember. It's slow. That's all I know about it. The lyrics are basic because that's what they were back in the day. So I'm not gonna like hate diss it to trash because like, I give them a break. If it's on Up All Night, I just go, yep, that's Up All
It's
Night.
what they had to do.
Except for
It's
Same
what they were told
Mistakes.
to
Same
do.
Mistakes is a masterpiece.
Well, I don't know. There are some. I mean, Tell Me a Lie
Oh, Tell Me a
goes
Lie
off.
and Same Mistakes, I feel like are some of the best.
And the first song I learned on piano, I
Oh my
Want.
God. Oh my God. I remember learning that on piano too. Oh my God. I like looked up the chords on piano, even though I don't know piano. It was so funny because I would play it at my cottage. Do you remember me playing I Want at my
Yeah.
cottage? Oh my
Yeah, it was
God.
so fun.
Yeah, but anyways, this is not my favorite on Up All Night, and also it's not memorable to me. I'm gonna give it like a 5.
Yeah, same.
5? Yeah, makes sense. I'm just moving on here. Oh my God, it's one way or another.
Wow.
Wow. Didn't Todd in the Shadows like totally diss this
Diss it?
cover?
Yeah.
And honestly, I saw where he was coming from. He was like, this does not capture the feeling of the song. But I was like,
Yeah.
aw, but I had fun.
Yeah, like it's obviously they're not fucking Debbie Harry.
Yeah, they're not trying to capture that. I really think they just were not trying to capture that same vibe because
No,
how could they?
they were having fun in the studio for charity. Like, give the kids a
Exactly.
break.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't even want to rate this like seriously, like as a
Yeah.
song, but like it's good. I'll give it like a 6 or something.
I think the song is better if you haven't heard the original.
Oh, absolutely,
Like, if you're
absolutely.
just a kid who hears it, you're like,
You're
yeah.
like, yeah, one way or another, woo! But like, yeah, it's not even a serious rating. I don't hate it, and I don't like love it. It's just fun. But I do love it. You know what? I do love it in a way, but not musically.
The reason I like it more is because that means that all the boys in One Direction have listened to Blondie.
Aw, yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, yeah.
All right, shall we move on?
Yeah.
Night changes. Even when the night changes, it will never change, me and you. I do like it. It's one of their singles, which I feel like are often basic, but I think it's a good single, and I might just give this an 8, either an 8 or a 7. Sorry to get to my rating so
No,
fast.
it's fine. I'll say mine. 7.
Understandable. What are your thoughts on it, though?
I think I enjoy it more when I'm talking to someone who doesn't like One Direction and they say, I really like this song. I'm like,
Oh,
nice.
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, understandable. It is a good song. Yes. To be honest, I remember watching when this first came out, I was not a 1D fan, but I think Amy told me to watch the music video. And I was like, I like this. Oh, it's so cute. They're going out on dates and like whatever, right? And I was like, okay. And I was like a 1D hater before. I think I've already talked about this. But I was like, okay, fine. Their music is good. I could give it a chance. And then eventually I did give it a chance and became how I became. So yeah, like I feel like it's a good gateway song to 1D, as you said, when people who don't really know One Direction like this one. And you said 7? Yeah, I'll say 7, like bordering on 8, but I don't think it's an 8. Yeah, no, to be honest, I think it's a straight up 7, just based
When
on.
you are blasting it drunk, it is a 9, if not
Oh,
10.
I believe it. I believe it. Yeah, honestly, that's a good vibe. Yeah, so we should move on. Strong. I'm just gonna say, like, it's not the best Larry anthem, but it's one of them.
My hands, your hands, tied
Tied
up
up
like
like
two
two ships.
hands.
Oh my God. Yeah. I remember that. Oh my God. Tied up like two hands. Yeah, what do you think? Like I like the song a lot. I feel like I liked it more back in the day just because of the associations, but like
And I think, to be honest, it's a bit, it's like a young love song.
yeah.
So like when I was a teenager, I really liked it, but I think it's just like it's a bit of a younger perspective. I don't know.
Yeah,
So
I
I'm
know
just
what you
like,
mean.
it's kind of corny now, but
Yeah,
like at
yeah.
that time when I was like 16 or 17 listening to this, I was like, is it so wrong to love?
Yeah, like I totally see what you mean. That's the exact same way that I feel like I sort of grew out of this song. Although it was like I did really love it back in the day, and not really love it, but like I did love it back in the day. And now I would give it, oh gosh, I think I would give it 7 or 8.
That's so funny because I was going to say 7.5.
Oh, honestly, you know what? If I can do 0.5s, I will do 0.5s, and I would give it a 7.5 because like I don't like it as much as the other ones we gave 8s, and I don't like it as little as I think it's a bit above Night Changes. So like, yeah, 7.5 I think is perfect. Oh God. The next one is I Wish, which is another up all night
I
song.
forget how this song goes, so yeah, I'm gonna need to listen
Totally
to
understandable because I often forget how it goes. It's,
it.
yeah, I love it. Da, 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 as well. It's okay. I just want to say,
They really had Liam carrying the whole group
yeah, in Up All Night,
for no
it's
reason
literally, yeah.
either.
For no reason, because everyone else had nice voices too. Sad. But I mean, you know, what are you going to do? It was the post X Factor.
This is kind of a tangent, but
Yeah,
I want to
no
just
problem.
say the solo One Direction music that they choose to play at my work is so random.
Is it? What? Oh yeah, you've told me some of them, but what do they play?
So on the current rotation, there's Stack It Up featuring Boogie with a Hoodie by Liam
Oh
Payne.
no. Oh goodness.
And you know what? We have Adore You and Golden by Harry
What?
Styles. Interesting
Golden
combo,
is
right?
on there.
Golden, yeah. And New Angel by Niall Horan.
No. That is the most random thing. I don't e
Was that a
with
single?
I don't even think so. What? That is the most random. I cannot even imagine anywhere playing New Angel because I feel like it's one of those like
Come
hidden
to my
tracks.
job. I hear it like 2 or 3 times a day.
That's so funny. It's like one of the hidden tracks from that album, right? Like it's not a single and it's not like I don't even know. That's wild. I mean, great that you get to hear 1D, but what in the world? Who chose this? That's so funny. Okay,
So I wish.
what do we think about I Wish?
I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10.
Yeah.
I was gonna give it a 5.
There's a reason I don't remember it.
Yeah, no, and I'm just gonna give it a 5. And maybe I could give it a better rating if I listened to it more, but like, yeah. I want some like favorites up in here. I might like rig the game and just like pick our favorites because I just got moments and I don't even want to talk about moments. I'm trying to rig the game here.
It's your game.
Yeah, honestly. Okay, I'm gonna put it all on shuffle again. Actually, I just want to say like forgetting this, No Control. Let's talk about No Control. I just want to talk about No Control because we have a history because it was our cover song when we were
Yeah.
going to play it live for the
Whatever show.
whatever show.
We did a couple times.
Oh yeah, did we? We did at the camp. What was it?
Yeah, camp
It was the
out.
camp theme. Yeah, the theme at the
Pride event.
Pride of yeah. I was the words were not coming to me there.
Bro, I miss playing with you.
Yeah, me too. I really want like I need the band back together. Like I need it immediately. And like, yeah, I miss the band a lot. Anyways, that's a tangent. But No Control was like our band song. We played
Yeah.
it. We covered it. And it's like one of my favorite One Direction songs.
Yeah. Same. I literally have it tattooed on me.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I feel like this is the one would be both on both of our favorites lists. Although I'm sure there's more.
Yeah.
Because some songs are just like fan favorites, and like everyone, a lot of people know they're good. Like, No Control, I would say, is a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Because literally, they made it into a single. Th
Yeah.
they, the fans
The
did.
One Direction fan conglomerate, Hive
Yeah.
Mind.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Do you have like specific thoughts or anything you want to say? Because I know it's like
Oh,
special
I
to you.
mean, it's just such it's a fucking good song. Like, I
Yeah.
don't know.
Yeah. Honestly, understandable. And I feel like Louis should play it. I feel like Louis should play it live. That's
Tell me
another thing.
about it.
And I feel like why doesn't he want to? Like it blows my mind. But yeah, he did a good one when he wrote that one. Even if certain like remember James Cor yeah, not to James
Content warning,
you
James
know who.
Corden.
Yeah, exactly. When he was like reading out, it was funny though. When he was just straight up reading out the lyrics and like
Yeah.
looking at them, like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Because like that's how I feel when I hear Waking Up Beside You, I'm a Loaded Gun.
We sang that.
We sang that. Oh dear. Poor souls. Like, I mean, we knew, but oh gosh. I don't know. Are there any other songs like you want to talk about? Because I feel like we did a lot.
We did cover a lot, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't like, we don't need to go through every single one of them. Yeah. Shall we wrap up?
Okay.
What's a good conclusion here? Conclusion.
You organize everything without the conclusion.
Well, yeah. I just don't know what to say at the end.
Maybe talk about what you want to achieve in the next year
Oh, that's a good idea. I want to
for the
achieve.
podcast and
Oh,
otherwise.
yeah. In the next year for the podcast, I want to do a lot of things, a lot of them which are ideas,
You
ones that I
want to
don't.
do things that are ideas.
Yeah. Like, I just mean they're ideas in my head, and they're those kinds of ideas that, like, I say I'm gonna do and then I don't do. But I think the more I tell people about them, the more I feel like I'm being held accountable to actually do them. One thing I want to do is, I don't want to like spoil too much, but like a song maybe related to the podcast. Who knows? And another thing is just more episodes of Hannibal Analysis. I want to do those quickly and like shorter episodes, just so I can like get through like maybe a whole season, and maybe I'll skip over just because like I need to get to the good bits of like the meat. You know what I'm saying? What else? I don't know, just more episodes. That's basically my only goal. More episodes of the podcast. I don't know. And of course, have Nate back.
Yes.
What about you, Nate? What do you hope to achieve in this next year? It can be literally about anything, and you don't even have to say anything. Just like.
And the next year, I am going to challenge myself to consume more media that makes me bust my guts.
Absolutely. Honestly, that's a good goal because we need funny media. I feel
I
like.
watched so much. I'm like a big fan of I guess nonfiction. So I watch like so many like documentaries and biopics and all of that, and I like don't really give myself enough time for fluff.
I feel like I watch a lot of fluff. That is all I have to say. I feel like maybe my goal would be sort of the opposite, although I still want to watch more funny media, obviously. But I think I want to watch more media where I'm actually like have my brain turned on and like thinking about it, but also fluff, because we all need some fun, lighthearted stuff at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And
It's
yeah,
entertainment, people.
exactly. Anyways, I'm so glad I did this, have you back on the podcast and this episode in general, because I really needed something for the anniversary. This is going to be long and there's going to be a lot to edit.
Oh my
But
gosh, yeah.
anyways, no matter the length, I'm so glad I did this. I'm so glad I had you on.
Thanks for having me. It was so much fun talking to you.
Yes, thank you so much. And yeah, thank you everyone for listening. If you've listened since the beginning, if you've listened to only one episode, thank you. Even if you've listened to the end of this podcast, even if you listened to the first 20 seconds, but you wouldn't be here if you did, obviously. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And we will see you next time on Media Munchies Podcast. Goodbye.
Ciao.
Ciao. Okay.